Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 24th day of the month of Teves, and already Yom Revi'i, the 25th day in Eretz Yisrael. This program is generously sponsored by Rona and Larry Lipetz in loving memory of their beloved son Joshua, Yehoshua Moshe Ben Yehuda, Olav Shalom. May his neshama have an aliyah that are learning today, our tefilos, D'eis Chutz, for his neshama. Thank you so much, Rona and Larry, for your generosity. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the body of the one remaining hostage, Ron Gavili, still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay. Additionally, amongst all Chalei Yisrael, please keep in mind that Rafael Yitzchak Aaron, Ben Malka Chana, and all of those in need, the names listed in the daily email, as well as those who you are on this call for, davening for yourself or for others, may all have a refuah shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Judah Krebel of the Queens Jewish Center in Forest Hills, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Krebel's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, Rabbi Krebel will lead us in Achenu, both in Hebrew as well as English, followed by the Mishaberach for Adir Chayolim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, during which Rabbi Krebel will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us can insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, you can do so at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, ou.org/Tehillim Call, and to sponsor the call for a day, for a week, for a month, for the year. We really appreciate everyone calling in and as well dedication to the call. And so to sponsor a day, you could use that ou.org/call. Again, ou.org/call. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Krebel.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali, for hosting me once again. It's a pleasure to be with everybody. And I want to dedicate my remarks, in addition to Refuah Shlema, to Eden Briel Bat Margalit Gila, a three-week-old child who has been fighting very well for her life and is, Baruch Hashem, been doing very well as of late, but is in need of our tefillot for Refuah Shlema. In addition to bringing Bnei Yisrael out of Egypt, Moshe Rabbeinu is tasked with giving them chizuk. We left off in Parshat Shmo with Moshe returning to Egypt, and he's introduced by Aaron as the people's redeemer. Moshe performs signs and miracles to demonstrate his agency from God, and the people begin to recover their faith. It all sounds very promising, except that it's not so straightforward. Moshe and Aaron go to visit Paro, and Paro's not so receptive to their request to send off Bnei Israel. He's not impressed by any sorts of the magic as he sees it. In fact, not only does Paro not agree to free Bnei Israel, but he also increases their burden manifold. And we end the parsha last week with the people upset with Moshe and skeptical of his mission, while Moshe is angry with Hashem. And then the promises return at the beginning of Parshat Va'era. Hashem tells Moshe to say to Bnei Israel, Ani Hashem vehotzeiti etchem mitachas yilot Mitzrayim, I am Hashem and I shall take you out from under the burdens of Egypt. Bitzalti etchem avodatam, I shall rescue you from their service. Ve'ga'alti etchem bizra nitzriya v'shvatim gdolim, I shall redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. Ve'lakachtem etchem li la'am, I will take you for myself as a nation. Vayiti lachem l'lokim, I will be your God. And this should sound like celebratory music to the ears of Bnei Israel. Hashem has this plan, a 4-point plan, even a 5-point plan, to redeem Bnei Israel. It sounds very real, and yet it seems to fall on deaf ears, because Moshe speaks to Bnei Israel, V'lo shamu Moshe mikotzer ruach u'me'avodah kasha. The people did not heed Moshe because of a shortage of spirit, or literally a shortness of breath, and hard work. So how is it that Moshe comes with such an inspirational message about Hashem redeeming them, and he's going to take them as a nation, he's going to be their God, and it falls completely flat? Yes, the people are both physically and psychologically drained, but why are they kot their ruach to this particular message? This does not give them something to look forward to. And to answer this question, we need to understand what's behind Hashem's message that Moshe delivers to Bnei Israel. The verses that I cited have these action verbs, v'hotzeiti, v'yitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti, and in many places they're referred to as a group as the Arba Lashono Ge'ula, the four expressions of redemption, which serve as the basis for the cups of wine, the four cups of wine at the Seder. However, the Torah Tmimah of Baruch HaLevi Epstein points out that the Talmud Yerushalmi calls them just the Arba Ge'ulot, four redemptions, not the four expressions of redemption. And the Torah Tmimah says that the difference is significant, because if they were four expressions of redemption, so it sounds like it's one overall situation with a few different aspects. But the Arba Ge'ulot mean that there are literally four different redemptions taking place, each one which is greatly significant, but each one is separate. The first God might perform the burden will lighten as the plagues begin, but they're not entirely free. And it takes 10 plagues for Paro to free Bnei Israel. And so, while this is a significant step, there's the Hitzalti, they won't be enslaved at all, and even then, they might still be technically Paro's property until the Ga'alti, and even then, they don't enter the covenantal relationship until HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'lakachti etchem li'la'am, until I take you to be a nation. So why is it that Bnei Israel are feeling flat from this message? Why are they in a stage of kosa ruach? Because even though the Arba Ge'ulot, or the Arba Lashone Ge'ulot, are referred to in a very positive light in our tradition, and are meant to be a way of gratitude, a means of gratitude, we see it that way sort of in hindsight. But what Bnei Israel are hearing in the moment is that there's a long road ahead. There's four different redemptions that they have to get through, and none of them are going to come naturally or easily or immediately. Yes, there might be some positive changes in the moment, but they don't see the whole trajectory of this the way that in hindsight we see these four different redemptions as being culminated in Hashem taking us into be a nation and to be his servants instead of Paro's servants. Even when their work does stop entirely, do they know when they'll be able to get out? When will they be treated well? What happens when they run into a dead end at the sea and there's an army behind them? So in hindsight, these Arba Ge'ulot are messianic dreams come true, but in a moment, it was much harder to see the light. And we often experience these steps forward and backwards, the optimism and the pessimism, throughout life, often in ways that are not linear. This can be true on a personal level and on a communal level. I thought of this message in particular in relation to my own life, as my wife and I personally experienced tremendous challenges with fertility treatment. And each step towards having children was a process in its own right. Even when one step was accomplished, there were many more hurdles to overcome. And Baruch Hashem, we did overcome many of these hurdles, and we can look back in a certain way. But in the moment, seeing each redemption was very daunting. And even when a child is born, I'm thinking about the daughter of my friend, Aiden Brielle. Health issues can arise, and things can move positively moment by moment, but it can be hard to see what the end looks like, and each step can seem like its own weight to bear. And so we hope that Hashem will give us the merit to overcome these challenges, to be able to not only overcome the challenges, but to be able to feel the optimism and the faith that we can withstand these challenges. And we live in challenging times as well as a people. We overcame pogroms and the Shoah in the last century, and then we experienced October 7th, and then we got the hostages back, and Tzahal made tremendous accomplishments, and yet there's still one Chayal who is being held in captivity. We've accomplished a lot in Chutz Ha'aretz, are standing in America is the best that it's ever been in diaspora for Jews. And then a shul, Rahman al-Islam, was burned down the other day. We vacillate frequently through these moments of tremendous pride and moments of encouragement. And sometimes we have these steps back. And it's hard to see what the greater trajectory, the greater plan is. And there are moments where we may legitimately feel kotzer ruach. But even if it is 4 or 10 ge'ulot or even more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the strength to be able to withstand these challenges, to be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and to be able to find ourselves at the very end of the process of all these ge'ulot that will hopefully have strengthened us as a people and given us much hope for the future. We'll now continue with Tehillim. We'll start with Tehillim Kaf. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisadech HaShem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadecha Yizkor Kol Minchotecha Ve'olatecha Yedash Nesala Yizem Lecha Chilolecha V'chotatecha Yemalei Nirana Nabi Shotecha V'shem Eloheinu Nidgo Yimale Adonai Komishal Otecha Asayidati Kiyoshi Adonai Mishicho Yanehu Mishnei Kocho Bifuro Yesha Yemino Ele Barecha Ve'ele Vasusim Va'anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Hei Makaru V'nafalu Va'anachnu Kamnu V'nitodad Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yaninu Liyom Koreinu Kuf Kaf Aleph 121 Shir Lamalot Esayinai Larim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Ose Shamayim Varetz Al Yitein Lamod Raglecha Al Yanum Shomrecha Hinei Lo Yanum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomerecha Adonai Zilcha Yad Yiminecha Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka Beyareach Lalayla Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmor Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Tzidcha Uvolecha Me'ata V'yad Olam
Kuf Lamed 130
Shir HaMa'alot Mimam HaKim Kraticha Adonai Adonai Shim'a V'Koli Tihyana Ozecha Kashuvo V'Kol Tachtunai Im avonot yishmor yah Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki imecha atalicha lema'an tivarei. Tiviti Adonai kivta nafshi, v'livaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishamarim laboker, shamarim laboker. Echal yisrael Adonai, ki im Adonai achesel rebe'im ofedud. Behu yifteh et Yisrael mikol avonotav. Acheinu kol beit Yisrael hanetunim batzara vashivya. Ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem alehem. Yotziem mitzar liracha umeyachela lera umishibu ligula. Hashta bagala vizman kariv v'namar amen.
A prayer for the Israel's defense forces.
Yishberach Avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Hu Yivarech Echayle Tzagana Yisrael V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon Ha'omdim HaMishpar Atzeinu Yivarech Eloheinu Migvul Halvanon V'Amidbar Mitzrayim U'min Hayah HaGadol Av Levo Harava V'Chol Makom Shehem V'Yabasha Bavir U'Vayam Yitein Adonai Zoyveinu Makamim Ma'aleinu Nidaf Yifteham HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishbor Yatzil Chayleinu Mikol Tzav Tzuka Mikol Naga Machalah Yishlach bracha v'atzacha b'chol ma'aseidem. Yadber son'enu tachtehem. Yashrem b'chat yishua v'atar nitzachon. Yikuyam ha'makatuv. Ki Adonai lechem ha'lach imachem. Vivacham lachem b'moy v'cham. Roshia etchem v'nomar. Amen.
Yishberach for those who are ill.
Yishberach avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Oshev Aaron David Shlomo. Hu yivarech et hacholim et hacholot.
הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם רפותם, להזיקם לחיותם, לשלח להם מהרה רפואה שימה מן השמיים לכל עבריהם ולכל גידיהם בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתה בגולה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Kerbel. Great to have you back on the program. Let's add, we had a Rabbi Star on the other day who shared. And then name with us, and I know that we will, I thought it would be in already today, but we do plan in Yirtzeh Hashem to add her name going forward in the daily Tehillim email so that each of us on the call can have her in mind, and may she and all of those in need have a refuah shalema. I want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.